It's time for the Deschler Tigers Coaches Show. Join us as we take a look back at last week's game and look ahead to this week's matchup. Now, with head coach Bo Culver, here's your host, Chuck Hammer.
Good evening and welcome into the Deschler Tigers Coaches Show with head coach Bo Culver. I'm your host, Chuck Hammer, and we appreciate you listening each and every week as we talk Deschler Tiger football. And the regular season is in the books. The Tigers have finished that up, and they are hosting a home playoff game this Friday night, and we'll talk about that more in the second half of the show, but we want to recap last Friday night's game first, and I guess first thing we need to do is bring in the head coach, Bo Culver. How you doing, Coach?
Man, I am fantastic and blessed, sir. How are you today?
I am doing well. Even though it's been a rainy couple days out there, we're going to try to bring some sunshine into this football show. Now, last Friday night, you made the trip down to Jasper, which is was a very, very tough opponent going into that matchup. I believe they were 8-1 going into the game, and you guys battled hard in this one. Had the lead, but in the second half, Jasper rallies to get the win 36-27. And as I was telling you before we came on the air, I try to do a little research before we do these shows, but they've already taken down the article about the game for whatever reason. So you're going to have to walk me and the listeners through this one.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Be glad to, man. Yeah, very, very tough opponent, Jasper. It's a playoff-type game. It's one thing, you know, we have not been shy from this year in scheduling is trying to play good opponents. The teams that have beat us are a combined 35-5. Obviously, that's a pretty good record amongst some teams. And so we've been beat by really good football teams. Jasper's only loss on the year was the very first game. They'd won 8 in a row. It was a 27-26 loss to 6A Coleman. And it's a very, very talented team, and they're huge up front on both sides of the ball. Extremely athletic. Quarterback was a dynamic athlete. Running backs about 235 pounds, just big and physical. And so to put ourselves in a position to win the game, was very proud of our guys for our effort. Now, our guys will be the first to tell you, we didn't play extremely clean as far as just had a tough time getting off the field on some third downs and just offensively put the ball on the carpet a couple times and turn the ball over. And there's just some things you can't do to beat a good football team. We did. But we ended the fourth quarter with the lead, 27-25. And the possession before we scored, we actually missed an extra point. High snap, try to get it down, doesn't execute that well. And that would have put us up 9. And so, you know, I was telling our guys there, you know, just as we talked Monday just about the game following up, that if you were able to execute that extra point and being up 9, you're now up 2 scores. As a play caller on the other side, you change schematically because you're in the fourth quarter, one quarter to go, knowing you're down 2 scores. So things change. You kind of put the ball in there more. So we've got to put a little more pressure on what we did right there. They score, make it 27-25, and we actually fumbled the kickoff on the very next play, gave them a short field, and that was kind of able to put them up top for their go-ahead touchdown there. But once again, you know, we drive the next possession, get to a 4th-and-2, and just a really slick surface and don't handle the snap on 4th-and-2. We felt like we had it moved. This was on the 14 going in. We would have been able to retake the lead had we executed right there. But ultimately, we got beat by a very, very good football team on the night. Well, we didn't play our best, didn't play exactly mistake-free. But, man, we really, really got after them. We were very physical and played very tough.
Deschler finishes the regular season 5-5, second in the region with a 4-2 mark. But if you throw out the game that had to be forfeited, Deschler 6-4 and 5-1 in the region. Coach, playing this Jasper team the last game of the regular season going into the playoffs, and again, you alluded to it earlier about having a challenging non-region schedule, but how important was it to go on the road and challenge your team? Because this is what they're going to be going up against week after week, whether it's at the Chap or on the road in the playoffs.
Well, you know, I think it's a couple different mindsets. I think there's one mindset of, you know, hey, we want to have a great regular season and we want to make the playoffs. And then there's another mindset of, hey, we want to go win a championship. And to me, if you want to go win a championship, you have to schedule those type of games. You have to play the kind of schedule that we played this year. Because at some point, you know, adversity is going to come. Well, thus far, we've handled adversity all year long and are going to have to continue to do that if you want to win in the playoffs. But also, too, one thing that playing those teams that gives us is, you know, we're not going to see a team that's as good as Muscle Shoals all year long. It's going to be, I don't know if there's anybody out there that we're going to play left that's as good or as big as this one, Jasper. When I say they're big, they're huge up front. They're bigger than the Muscle Shoals team we saw up front on both sides of the ball. Not saying they're as talented, but just physically big, they're huge. And so we're not going to see that for sure for a few rounds, that physical stature and just that the number of just athletes at every spot that we saw. They could, quarterback's very dynamic, could beat you, and then they could throw it out to a 6'5", 245-pound tight end who's flanked out that's just a matchup problem. And so, that was some things that you talk about going in that you want to see if you want to try to go win a championship, which is our goal. Our goal is not to have a great regular season and make the playoffs. Our goal is to go win a state championship. To do that, you got to set yourself up for some adversity or things you're going to win. I've got a good friend of mine who's got a school right now who's undefeated, and they feel really good about him. But his concern is that, hey, man, we haven't been tested all year. We haven't been tested. The best team we're about to see, the best team we've seen all year, they're about to play this week. And we're about to see a very good Anniston team, and I'm not saying in any way that we're just going to go out and roll them or we're going to win. I mean, they're very athletic, very capable to come in here and beat us, but they're not going to be the best team we've seen all year. And so when you put yourself in that situation, you at least know your kids are going to know how to react to a quality opponent.
We're talking to Deschler Tiger head coach Bo Culver here on the Coach's Show. Take us into the locker room after the game. This is not your typical post-game speech to your team or talk to your team, because you only get one of these a year. You're going from the end of the regular season to the postseason the following Friday. Do you start your message to your team in that locker room about, wrapping things up mentally, that's it, that's the regular season now, that second season, that push for a championship starts now? Was that your message in the locker room, and what did you tell them?
Really, we just talked about our focus and where we have to be in our effort. Going back to the bad loss I feel like we have on the year is the Brooks game, and our effort was very poor. And we talked about that. We didn't play well, but part of that is our effort was really bad. And we talked to our guys about the effort we played with last Friday. Even though we made mistakes, you can overcome some mistakes with great effort. No kid's going to play perfect. No team's going to play perfect. But effort can account for a lot of that. Now, what you have to eliminate is some of the middle mistakes. We get a situation where we're 3rd and 13, and if their quarterback scrambles, we've got him back up, and he's right there on the sideline. It's a bang-bang play. He's going out of bounds, and we get flagged for a late hit. Now, it was bang-bang, but we're trying to remind our guys is it is bang-bang, but he's stepping out. I know we want to be physical. We want to punish people and stuff, but that's where we've got to be smarter, because they're allowed to pick up a first down, move the chains, and score a touchdown on that drive. So those are the things that we've got to clear up, that we've done a better job over the last couple of weeks, but those are the type of mistakes that you can't live with. You can live with, you live with a hustle penalty. With a hustle penalty I had a hold out here. It wasn't a foolish hold. I'm just hustling, trying to play and things like that. You live with those because those are part of the game. We have to eliminate the foolish ones and just play hard and play excited. And so that was kind of our message there is, this effort is really good. The team that showed up last Friday is a really good football team, and that was our message there, just that we don't play any more 5A or 6A teams. For him and out, everybody's in our classification, and that's who we've been preparing to see all year long. And it was just about, hey, focus on us, get back to this. And I tell you, our kids hate to lose. We don't believe in moral victories. But at the same time, our kids knew how close we were, and they knew the little mistakes here, the drop snap here, I got out of phase on this one. I lost contain on this one. I missed this block here. I didn't stay engaged there. I missed this throw there. They knew that is what cost us the game, that our effort didn't cost us the game. And so I think they would have taken that, and were very positive.
We'll put this one behind us and get ready for the playoffs. When we come back, we'll talk about game prep and what to expect from Anniston, and we'll look at the injury report. You're listening to the Deschler Tigers Coaches Show here on Fox Sports Shoals. Welcome back into the Deschler Tigers Coaches Show here with head coach Bo Culver. I'm Chuck Hammer. Don't forget, you can go to our Facebook page and Twitter account, give us a follow, a like, and you can find out what's going on in Shoals area high school sports, UNA, Alabama, and Auburn. And you can also click on the link each and every week. We post these shows on our social media. And if you want to forgo that, you can just go to foxsportsscholes.com and listen to it. We always post them next day. Well, Coach, I know your time's valuable, and I don't want to take too much more of it, but let's preview the opponent this week. First round of the playoffs, you guys get that home game at the Chap. I know that's one of the goals. Of course, ultimately, I'm sure the goal at the beginning of the season was to get that region championship, but you guys are at least going to get a home playoff game to start things out, which is oh so important to play at home as many times as you can in the playoffs. Anniston, the opponent, and as I poured over their information, I know that they come in with a record of 6-4, and they're 5-2 in the region. What can you tell us about them?
They're a very good football team. They're they're 6-4. Two of their four losses are in region to two top five ranked teams in the state, and undefeated Jacksonville and 9-1 Hoke's Bluff. And so they've played some really good football teams. Their region is really strong. I think probably top to bottom the best region in the state. And so very, very good football team. They're very athletic. They've got speed everywhere. Offensively, defensively, and so they're not going to be the biggest team we've seen, by far. But they're so quick, they're so explosive, and what I tip my hat to their coach about, their kids play really hard. I mean, they fly to the football defensively. They're going to gang tackle, and they're going to bring loads of pressure. That's who they are. They're a pressure defense. They're going to bring six. About 75% of the time, you feel like they're bringing six-man pressures, and so. What that does is it just kind of makes you be sharp, be crisp. You've got to be sound in protection. We've got to be gap sound there, picking up blitzers and maintaining those four down guys they bring. We've also got to catch the ball and get it out. We've got to win some one-on-one matchups. Football is a game, especially when you get in the playoffs, you're playing some good teams and some teams that are going to play some man and ask you to beat them throwing the football. So we've got to be able to do that.
Coach, I look at their numbers here statistically. Again, I gave you the record 6-4 on the year, but you look at their scoring breakdown. They've scored 188 points on the season, 136 given up. And I know that's all relative to the competition that you play, but they haven't scored a ton of points on the year. And again, like I said, you play tough competition. It's tough to score, but that defense really stands out to you, only giving up 136 points. That's just 13.6 points per game. Their defense is very stout.
Oh, it is, sir. I mean, they've shut a few opponents out. I mean, they've held Hoke's Bluff, who I thought was one of the top teams in the north. I think to 20 points, and part of that just goes back to their speed and the fact that they play pressure defense. They're daring you to make a big play on them. They're daring you, and look, with their speed, they've got a really good safety. He's a 6'2", 190-pound kid back there who they kind of just let play center field. And he's going to kind of make everything right. He's going to kind of patrol it back there. And if something breaks, he's going to make a tackle, make you snap it again. And so they have defenses. They played really well. A lot of that is based upon speed and pressure.
If you're wondering about the all-time matchup, Deschler and Anniston have met one time in the history of the matchup, and Deschler got the win 35-14, but that's all the way back in 2010. But just to kind of give our listeners heads up, they have met before on the gridiron in 2010, not that long ago, but a totally different team this year. Coach, I know I've got just a couple more questions for you. I guess so far, let's find out about your team. How's practice been this week so far?
It's been good, sir. At this point in time, we're still doing what we do, but obviously, we've dialed the physicality back just a little bit, just because now it's about making sure you know we are. I told our guys Monday, I said, if you can't block at this point, if you can't tackle at this point, then we're in a bad situation. And so that doesn't mean we punt in the fundamentals. We're still doing individual work and fundamental work. Like, we're going to continue to do that, but our focus has to be on preparation for the opponent. You're at the junction now. So much throughout the regular season, it's about getting to where you need to get to this point. And a lot of that is, working on you more than you work on the opponent. Well, that kind of has to come to a stop this week. Now you have to 100% wholesale work on the opponent. We're seeing a four-man front this week, but we really need to work some odd-man stuff. You can't do that. If you're seeing a four-man, you got to work four-man. Because if you don't go out and play your best, you're going home. And so that's kind of where we are. It's been a lot of focus on on Anderson and what they do and what they're going to try to do to us that we believe. And obviously, their coaches are working too. They can come out and try to do some things differently than they've done all year. They may have held some things in their hip pocket. And then, you know, at the end of the day, that's what I love about high school football is, you know, so much is still coaching on the grass. Because we're still high school coaches and dealing with high school kids, so where, you know, you know if you're coaching, you know against a certain front what Alabama's going to give you against this front, against that front, and so forth and so on. You know what you're going to get from that. And so you can 100% game plan for that, those guys. We know what we believe we know what we're going to get. But, look, I promise you, there's been every single week this week, you know, a la Brooks, you know, they are split four country cover three team, and they come out and play a 50 front against us. And so that's what you get at some high school football is you get that. So much coaching is still Friday night on the grass where you have to make adjustments in real time. And that's kind of what makes it fun. So we're excited for it.
Coming out of the Jasper game, I know you played a very, very big, tough opponent, higher classification. Did you come out of that one injury-free?
We did. I mean, I'll tell you, we definitely had some nicks and some bruises and a couple injuries there, but no injuries that are going to prevent guys from being on the field Friday.
7 o'clock Friday night, Howard Chapel Stadium, and I believe it's $8 across the board, right, Coach?
It is, sir. Once they get in the playoffs, the state mandates $8. Yes, sir.
Absolutely. Want to pass that along. So bring $8 and definitely bring a blanket. Or if they're selling one at the stadium, buy it because it's going to be a very, very chilly night. I think the last time I checked the forecast, they say it's going to be around 32 degrees at some point.
Yeah, 32.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. I'm a hot weather guy, man. But football playoffs, bring it on. Let it be cold and that's part of the toughness. Let's go out there and see who wants to play.
Absolutely. Well, Coach, I know you're looking for a big crowd. They're going to come out and support you. I know we don't even have to ask for it, but the community always supports this team. And we hope that you guys are going to continue on after this round and face the next opponent. But it's week to week after this. And I guess wrapping things up, good luck. And we hope we're talking to you next week about another opponent in the playoffs.
Thank you so much, sir. I appreciate y'all. All y'all have done this year for us and for all of the high school teams, man. We appreciate you. God bless and go Tigers.
Join us next week for more high school football talk on your sports leader, WSBM.